VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A court in Russian-annexed Crimea has ordered Ukrainian sailors who were apprehended at sea by Russian naval forces to be detained for 2 months. Russia accuses the sailors of illegally crossing Russian waters and ignoring warnings from Russian border guards on Sunday. The detentions have angered Ukraine, which, along with a growing number of other European countries, has urged Western allies to impose additional sanctions on Moscow. 3 American soldiers have been killed in a bombing in Afghanistan, Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports. From the White House.
The Taliban are claiming responsibility for the bombing in eastern Ghazni province. The military says 3 troops were killed, 3 others wounded, along with an American contractor. Another soldier died over the weekend in a firefight with Al-Qaeda militants. The military now says it appears Afghan forces accidentally killed Sergeant Leandro Jasso.
Tuesday's fatalities bring to 11 the number of American soldiers killed in action in Afghanistan this year. There are around 14,000 American soldiers who are fighting terrorist groups and advising and training Afghan forces who are themselves battling the Taliban insurgency. The United Nations says all countries must triple their efforts to cut greenhouse gas emissions to limit an average global temperature increase to 2 degrees Celsius by 2030. The 9th annual UN Environmental Program Emissions Gap Report was released Tuesday in Paris. The report says emissions in 2030 could be up to 15 billion tons higher than needed to prevent warming of more than 2 degrees. The report said emissions in that time would need to be 55% lower than they were last year. This is VOA News. The group Human Rights